Welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connections. Tuesday edition, Tuesday evening. It is the 23rd day of October 2007. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. Great to have you here with me once again. It's 10 o'clock in the evening. I've decided to put together about a half hour file here. Current events and situations and what's been happening in the world. You know, people ask me to respond to all kinds of questions in the course of a day. I get 30, 20, 30, sometimes 40 emails, depending on what's happening in the world. And often they ask me to respond to things that I generally don't. So, yeah, especially when it comes down to having to get dragged into a what appears to be a nonsensical food fight of some sort. I try to avoid that. And I also don't like being browbeat by people. And those are the kinds of responses that I usually back off from. So, but there have been some situations that have arisen lately they've tried to provoke my response, and I'm really not going to do it. I'm not going to get involved in it. I am going to tell you, though, to reiterate something about our PayPal. We are still offline with PayPal. I've asked my webmaster, Krister, to see if he can't get that reopened. It was sabotaged by an individual who evidently didn't want us to receive any funding. And there was a question raised by this person about why we were using our funds, why we were asking for money. Well, I told you, and I hope we are able to still follow through with this because it's important. Today, I'd like to announce that we took the delivery of our phone system the first day we've used it. It is in actual operation on this particular broadcast. We actually did a little bit of testing of it before this file was done. And one of the reasons why I'm actually doing a full file today, I wasn't planning on doing one until tomorrow when Andrew Hitchcock comes on the air with us. He'll be on tomorrow later in the day. But we needed that phone system. We've been using a very poorly designed Skype system or a recording system off of a cell phone, and then we tried to do it through a jury-rig system, and it wasn't effective. And because the manipulative software needed to download it into the computer and then get it all ready for packaging, putting music in it, and then post it onto the website is being done in Sweden. And of course, I live in France. So, we needed to put this system together up in Stockholm. We were also planning on getting our own server so that we could start, preparing these programs ourselves and starting to use the internet ourselves. Servers, I explained in one file a couple of days ago, have been reduced in price by half even, by even more than half. Their price has dropped, and they're actually reasonably priced if you don't need them for a big job, and certainly we don't need them for a whole lot of stuff. Basically, this program is what we need it for, and the website. So, and then the other thing we needed is bandwidth. And, of course, my monthly phone bills, which I have a calling plan that allows me all over North America and all over Europe, except England. I'm not allowed to call up London and the British Isles on my phone plan. But and they charge me a reasonably high price for it, although their price is coming down, believe it or not. France Telecom has actually started a lower price, which is really astonishing. Apparently, the plan is got competition from other things, and I've stuck with France Telecom because of the quality and the consistency. They've got the hardwired system throughout the country here, and I've never picked up the phone when it didn't work. Now, that's important for us if we want to do this kind of work. We need to have something reliable if you're going to be broadcasting or recording. It has to be good every time you do it. And, of course, Skype is not that way, and nor is some of the other choices that we're trying to use. So, anyway, those are the things that we're hoping to get funding for, and, of course, that would be on an ongoing basis. On top of that, we would like to do more things with our site. We would like to possibly start inviting other people to broadcast with us. Maybe pick up one or two other people, maybe somebody else to do some engineering work for us, and we'll start posting some of their files. If they're germane to the research we're doing, or the information that they come up with is going to make a difference. And there are all kinds of ways of making a difference, ladies and gentlemen. You can pick from a thousand things you could be doing. And so all these different ideas have passed between myself and my webmaster. It's a lot of it has to do with his ability and willingness to do it, and my capacity to get these ideas into motion here. Of course, money is the way that's done. Now, we don't need a lot of it, but we need some of it. Now, PayPal has about between 900 and 1,000, 900 euros or 800 euros, blocked right now. We were able to get some of it out. That's how we got the phone system. And, we have some to get a fixed line up in Sweden as well. We need to get this thing going on. And of course, it'll be in the, all of this stuff will be done in the name of the book, repository, which, is a historic book repository that is non-for-profit, and we are working as a non-for-profit organization here. There's no money being made or paychecks being paid or any of that stuff. So this is the goal, and I need you to understand that, so that when we get some way to get help again, we maybe can get you to dig a little couple of bucks out of your pocket. $2, $5, $10 or euros or whatever you're able to use, you know, be useful with us, any amount. I mean, if it was one or five or even 50, whatever you've got, we could use it. Anyway, that being an important part of our goals, some of the other things we want to do here is we want to do a regular update and get some kind of planning going on. And we also want to get this information that we start doing onto Shoutcast and some other permanent broadcasts. And Shoutcast, if you want to put it on, you have to be paying for bandwidth. There are a lot of plans for bandwidth out there, and if you look into it, you can get very poor quality 24 KB per second bandwidth, and it'll cost you for 100 people about $24 or $22 per month. And then I think it's 100 or maybe 150. Anyway, the quality level that we should be using to do these broadcasts, because we don't have perfect clarity on the recording to start with, is about 36 KB, which would be ideal. But 24 would suffice. It would be listenable at 24. And so we want to be able to get about 500 listeners starting out monthly. You know, every day 500 people could tune into us, and we'd be able to foot the bill for that. So those are the goals, and I think enough said about it, but I thought it would be important to reiterate that after having someone challenge those facts. And another thing that was brought up recently was the fact that I was arrested back in 1990, and I thought I would bring this up too, because there was another something that was untrue stated in that, and it should have been known by the person who stated it, but I think it was intentionally misleading, but these charges were dismissed on the case, and the reason was they were not valid charges against me. Basically, there was no case, and the reason that happened, ladies and gentlemen, is the person that was with me that got arrested was actually the person who was held responsible for the charges, and I was charged with a group. There were charges placed on me and two other people. And the case was settled because one of the people who was actually responsible for being for breaking the law was convicted of that crime, and I was let go because it was not me that did it. So it was simple as that. There was an infraction for driving with a suspended license at that incident, and I didn't pay the entire fine off until 2005. I paid $100 on it at the same time that it happened, and then about 10 years later, paid the rest of it off, or a little more than that, actually, 12 years later. After I had sold an apartment I was living in with my wife here, we had some extra cash, and I contacted some people that I owed the money to, and they told me that I had $140 to pay plus a victim's fee or some sort that they had at the court. Anyway, I paid that off, and that's the whole story on that. It was turned into something quite sinister by this person, and I thought, you know, maybe clear those two items up only. The rest of it, I think, below me to even talk about it, but I wanted to the people that care about this broadcast and follow me to know what we what I'm doing. I know that something that happened 17 years ago should not have any bearing on what I'm doing today, unless it was something heinous, and that's certainly not the case. And of course, so we all come to this in different ways. We all arrive here at our point of entry into this battle with different experiences. Now, you know, the way I came into it from RBN back in the 2004, I think it was in November of 2004 is when I started with RBN. So, what's my point for all this stuff is that, you know, this has been a learning process for all of us. One of the great things, I think, about the French Connection is that we are always in a constant state of change here. We're always learning more. We're always learning about the people that we work with and the things that we're doing. It's always an opportunity for us to expand what we are presenting to you, and we learn a lot from the people who listen. You know, most of the updates and upgrades that I put on the information come from you, the listeners, and I sift through it and see if it can jive with the stuff I already know and some of the things that I've got going on, or if it's a new article and it's important, I take a look at that as well, and we usually post it. You'll notice a lot of the articles that go up come from listeners. I mean, you may not know that, but the guy that send it, the people who send them to me know that their articles they send are being posted. So I urge everybody to, if you've got something important that you found out, ship it over to me. And that goes for the intelligence services as well. If you got something you want posted about what's happening in the world, send it to me, because I will certainly read through it. And if it's got some weight to it, I'll put it up on the website. Yeah, this is a nuts and bolts type of audio file here. We are looking to get a bigger audience. Ladies and gentlemen, we would like to have, you know, double the numbers we get today. I'm not going to sacrifice anything to get them. I'm going to keep the quality of interviews and the attempts I make at bringing you relevant information to remain constant. There's not going to be any, you know, bells and whistles here. I'm not going to start pulling Alex Jones types of nonsense to attract people. What I am instead going to do is attempt to further certain research. One of them was this Flexner brother research that has recently been talked about on the French Connection. I have somebody working on it from Southern California, and they are actually running into some problems doing the research right now because of the fires going on. The fires are actually not very far from their home, and they're a little bit worried, and things have actually gone down. One of their phones went offline on them, and they lost their internet, and I had to call them on a cell phone, and then that was losing its quality, so it was a little bit scary for that person, somebody I know well. And we're looking into some other research, a couple of more books. We're right now where Krister is actually scanning in a couple of chapters of this Russian book. It's already on the site for a full download if you go to the book section. But as a readable file, as something good for everybody to take, you know, and spread around, we're going to try to get that thing in packets of information. The USSR Russia Jewish expose, as it were. It's got about 300 pages, and it's a translated copy. Very powerful stuff in there, but it's not perfect English, so you got to roll with it a little bit. And what else? We're looking for other books to get on the site as well, because as I've told you, we are trying to link recent history, history that goes back hundreds of years to the present, and making it a continuous story, so that when people are challenged on the information, you or the newer listeners will be able to point to the research that you found on the French Connections website as a place where you got your arguments. And I mean, there's audio files already up there with Ben Friedman, and you've got the transcripts of Fagan, and we've got Untermeyer up there if you do some research on the site, and we have all of the 1940s, 50s, and 60s information. But we're trying to go back farther than that. We're trying to go back to even the founding of the United States, when some of our founding fathers were being challenged by this same group. Or even further back than that, where there were clandestine activities going on with Oliver Cromwell. Or even go back all the way to Ferdinand and Isabella. Or go back to, you know, the activities in the Polish ghettos and all of these different areas, and try to find out what this group was doing to manipulate the governments of their day, and what their modus operandi was. How did they get their goals met? Are they using similar approaches today in their banking structure, in their attempt to control, let's say, printing presses through? I remember reading something recently about the Gutenberg press being put into the hands of this group very early on, and they put it to their best use to manipulate. Their interactions with different monarchs, their rejection from different countries, the accusations of blood libel and child sacrifice. All of these issues need to be examined for their veracity and see if they tell us anything about today. At the same time that these older investigations are going on, we're going to continue to bring current work to you as well. So these are the goals that we got. I hope they're interesting to you. You know, the French Connection, a lot of people may find it a little bit pedantic and maybe not as lively as it could be. But I think there is enough of a thirst out there for real research, real information, that this kind of approach is definitely, I think it's time has come. So much is going on here. You know, every day I read what's happening on the internet, and I take a look at the events that are happening in Iran, and it seems to me that powder keg, that invasion, that criminal invasion, I shouldn't say powder keg, because the Iranians are just wanting this not to happen to them. The Iranian people are. They're just going to be victimized awful. I'm hoping for something miraculous here, and I know miracles generally are not forthcoming when you need them, but we have hope if there's life, and I hope that cooler heads prevail, or that our monkey wrench gets thrown in these people's plans to do this. But it looks like they're really trying they're going overtime here to get this thing started. Now, this is going to mean the death of tens of thousands of people the first day, I'm sure, and a horrible possibilities for mankind. You know, it is possible that this thing could escalate into something really horrible. So, if you don't think that this is urgent, I urge all of you to start passing out information. I don't care where you got it from, as long as you feel comfortable with its accuracy. And just tell people to start looking into this everywhere. I think the world is ripe for these facts. I think if you approach somebody who you found resistant 6 months ago, you'll find that they're very receptive today. I believe that more and more people are opening up to these possibilities. Not just the Zionist angle, but the angle of criminality going on in the country is becoming more evident by the day. And if you're there with the how it's been done, you know, they may not accept it at first, because there is an autonomic response that makes people shy away from talking about Jewish Zionism or Christian Zionists being involved. But, you know, you have to desensitize the people you're hoping to educate. And the only way that you can desensitize people is actually starting to talk about the subject. Some of the people you approach may have already heard a few things, and they may be ready to receive the things you're sharing. Go to chat rooms that don't normally take up this information. Go to YouTube and post on some of the videos that are being shown up there. I'll place a comment about you know, the world Zionism or the criminality that's being meted out. Go to relevant information on that site that might find an audience. You know, the Prisoners of the Desert YouTube that we did with James Innes, actually I didn't do it, the gentleman did it for the French Connection, which was really well done. It's had about 230 plus thousand downloads. Now that's not bad. Now, I'm proud to say that the person who made that really did a great job of putting together something very moving, very powerful. He used a combination of music, an interview that I had done with James Innes, and some very powerful pictures and information, and it works. And others of you have asked me what you can do. Well, if you've got skills on the computer, maybe that's something you could do. Take an excerpt from Ray Figg, or take something from Pidcock, or take something from myself, or anyone. Go out onto the internet and find somebody else that you believe is a valuable source for accurate truth, and use their presentation or the conversation or interview they're doing, and then marry that with pictures. It's a very powerful presentation if you nail it, if you get it right. It can knock you over, and you might be the next person with a quarter of a million downloads. And your contribution to this battle will be significant. So these are the things I'm hoping that we can get done. These are the ideas I've got. They need your support. You know, our numbers have dropped a little bit lately, and I think part of that was because of Ramadan. We saw some lower numbers from the Muslim community being preoccupied in the evenings with family stuff, and I already see a resurgence or a rebound in some of our figures, but we really need to do something quite dramatic to get these numbers up, ladies and gentlemen, so people can really start tuning into the accurate information. We don't need people finding their way to Alex Jones, although I have to admit many of our listeners came through Alex Jones to get to us, but I doubt seriously there's the time that we had for them to get to me and listen to these facts right now for the new listeners. And that's why we have to get people listening to this as soon as possible. Start doing the reading, start doing the research, and hopefully start presenting this to others. It's a bit late here, about 10:30 at night, and a little tired, so I thought it was important maybe to clarify a few issues, try out this new phone system, share with you some of my hopes for what we're doing, and give you all an opportunity to or a motivation to for you to participate with us. I hope it's worked, and tomorrow I look forward to Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, Synagogue of Satan. We have several other interviews coming up, one of them at the end of the week, 31st coming up, and then we have another one probably in between that. So look forward to at least three interviews between now and the end of the month, ladies and gentlemen. I look forward to doing them and presenting them to you as valuable research. So until the next time, take care of your families and be well. See you. Bye-bye now. To you.
to be.